All right, everyone. Welcome back to another episode of Locker Room Talk. And today, I'm back home, back in the new setup. So I hope you guys like it. I'm trying to get used to having this big old mic arm in my face and all that. But I like it so far. I hope you guys like it. I hope it looks good. But today, I figured this would be a good time since I've never really introduced myself, to be honest, now that I think about it. I didn't even really introduce anyone who came on at first when I first started this. So I'm going to take this episode and just do it solo. Introduce myself, tell you guys who the fuck I am, and so you get an idea of, you know, who you're listening to. So I guess I'll just get right into it, you know. My name is Jake, and this is my podcast, Locker Room Talk. And I came up with the idea to do this. Well, it all started a while ago. So I've been doing things, I guess you could say, that interest me for a while. I was doing a little bit of YouTube with my friend. Not really. Instagram stuff with sports cards last year. Tabor, who's actually on the podcast. We did that for a little bit. Just didn't work out when we got to school and everything. Just whatever. Not a big deal. It was pretty fun. But I just knew it would never last. It's kind of hard to do something with a partner, too. So then, I think it was after, maybe before, I don't know, I was going to start a podcast with all my friends. We're going to start, like, a podcast, doing maybe YouTube and TikTok and all that stuff. And trying to do a podcast with 8 people is ridiculous. Don't try it. It's not even worth your time. So then, I always had the idea of a podcast. I've always been thinking of things like, what can I do? What can I do to help me not work that normal 9-to-5 job, whether it's investing or real estate or literally anything? I wanted to figure out what I could do. And I have a bunch of interests. Didn't really know exactly what I wanted to narrow down on. And the only place I really found that I could talk about all the things I like and do all the things I like was a podcast, you know, or a brand that's me. And that's what I'm doing here. So I guess I'll give a little bit of background about myself. I'm a former 2-time Little League champion. Yeah, disgusting. Back to back. I was also a backup quarterback to a freshman as a senior in high school. Pretty nasty athlete, as you could say. Other than that, I don't even know what I am anymore. I'm just kind of here, you know? I'm a college student. I'm going to be a senior, which is absolutely ridiculous. But I'm going to be a college senior and like to work out, have fun. That's about it. So nothing too crazy about me, honestly. I'm just like the average Joe, I guess you could say. And that's kind of why I started this podcast. And I started it because I always wanted something more out of life. I've worked this boring desk job I've had for 2 years now, going on my third as an internship. And trust me, it's not fun. It's not a blast at all. Don't enjoy it that much, which is why I was always trying to figure out something else I could do. And I also want to do this to inspire people. That's the goal here. You know, I love coming on here and having fun with my friends and joking around and telling stupid stories and everything, but the real goal here is to inspire people and to show people that you can do something else than just be a worker, I guess you want to say, or you can do something other than just being normal, I guess, if you want to put it like that. You know what I'm saying, though. But, I mean, not everyone's going to be Joe Rogan and your David Dobrik or whatever. But you can do something. And it doesn't even have to be an influencer. You can do whatever makes you happy. Real estate, literally anything. There's so many possibilities instead of just being that person that works a 9-to-5. And don't get me wrong, that works for a lot of people. They don't mind it. You know, you go to work, enjoy the weekends, whatever. But from what I've noticed is when I go to work, it's just all I look forward to is the weekend. And then what do I do on the weekend? I just drink my weekend away or just try and forget about having to go back to work the next week. And it sucks. It fucking sucks so much. So that's why I started this, you know, to try and help people and show that, you know, you can do other things. You don't have to be stuck working that boring job. And I'm going to start posting a little bit more on my personal TikTok, maybe Instagram a little bit, but I don't really fucking use Instagram anyway. So on my personal TikTok, because I want to connect to things that really mean a lot to me. And one thing is fitness. I'm not by far the most in shape guy or the biggest guy, literally anything. But I just like it. I like, first off, the way it feels. Like, it's so nice going to the gym, getting that sick pump. Like, you just feel fresh after. And second, just my mental health. Like, it keeps me sane going to the gym. Literally, just without that, I'd probably be an absolute mess. So I want to start posting more about that too. A lot of the guys that I really follow, that I really connect with, I would say right now, mainly on the TikTok platform, but even going to YouTube now, I watch YouTube and I listen to podcasts, and they're really all in the fitness industry. And fitness has been a part of my life for a while now. I played football in high school, and that's what I actually got started with lifting. And I was a scrawny little kid. I was probably like 120 pounds as a freshman in high school. And now, I mean, I'm not big by any means. Like I said, I'm not in crazy shape, but that's just because I haven't been dedicated. And that's what I want to do with this TikTok, is really just dedicate myself. You know, like, this is somewhere where I can show my progress, basically just to myself, you know, whether anyone watches it, you know, a million people watch it or no one watches it. This is going to be dedication to what I want and focusing and getting myself towards where I want to be. Because for so long I've been saying, oh dude, I want abs, you know, I want to look so much better than I do. And then I'll work at it for a week or two, maybe a month, a few months, and then I fall off a little bit. And that's how I'm going to keep myself accountable, and I'm going to try and make it as fun as possible. I have some ideas, because I'm not perfect. I'm not going to be out here eating chicken and rice 4 times a day and having this perfect workout, perfect anything, because I'm not perfect. Life's not perfect. And I want to show that to that other side of me. So I'm really excited to get into that. And I don't know, I got kind of off topic there, I guess. But that's it about me, really. Nothing too crazy. But I like to have fun. I love to come on here. There's literally no better feeling than coming on this podcast every week with my friends and just shooting the shit, just talking about the dumbest stuff. It is so much fun. And I really hope that you guys enjoy it. And I love that you guys, there are a good amount of you that enjoy it right now. And I think it's awesome. And the feedback's been amazing so far, which is why from here on out, I'm doing 2 episodes a week. I'm so excited. I think it's going to be amazing. I love recording them in the first place, so it's so much fun. And then getting them out there, getting all this content out to everybody, I think it's going to be amazing. I think it's going to be a great time. And I'm going to grind from here on out, like my personal TikTok, doing fitness stuff like that. Like, I'm going to grind myself, and also with the podcast. Like, this is going to be serious. This is going to get legit. And I'm so excited for those of you that want to come along for the ride. I think it's going to be absolutely insane. And I'm just excited, trying to live in the moment right now, and just, I'll figure out where this is going to go, you know. That'll be a later date, you know. I'm not worried about it. But I'm going to get into some topics that people actually responded on my Instagram post. Some of these were from there. I have a couple questions, or I think one question, that my girlfriend actually asked me the other week. So I'm going to start off. This is from my boy, Eric, aka 3Rick. What's my dream job? And to be honest, for the longest time, my dream job was definitely to play probably in the MLB. I thought that was the coolest thing ever. That's all I wanted to be. And as you can see, I'm not the best athlete in the world. I definitely, like, no doubt in my mind, as far as baseball goes, probably peaked in Little League. Like, that was my prime, no doubt in my mind. So it's kind of a problem when you peak in Little League to make it to the MLB. So I realize, you know, I fucking suck. I'm not quite MLB material. So as of right now, my absolute dream job is to do this, is to have my own brand, to have a podcast, to do, to entertain, to inspire people. And that's definitely the goal deep down. Like, as funny or stupid as this podcast can be, that is absolutely 100% my goal here. And that's another thing, like, people take life so seriously, and I've noticed that working my job, I've noticed that just growing up, that people take life so fucking seriously. And it's like, it's not, like, have fun with life, make jokes, do stupid shit and have fun, especially when you're young like this. Why the fuck not? Like, what you're gonna go work the rest of your life? I could work 40 years the rest of my life, or I could have fun now and try different things and do all that. And that's another reason why I want to do this, to show people younger than me, people around my age, that you can have fun with life. It's not all just downhill once you leave college or leave high school. You can still have fun. And we're going to have fun here, and I'm going to bring all of you along, and we're going to have a lot of fucking fun with this. I promise. Like, I have ideas. I have big plans that I want to do, and it's going to be great. So to answer your question, that is my dream job, to keep it simple, I guess. So the next question, they're pretty, they're classic questions, like locker room talk, you know? And this first question, my girlfriend actually asked me this, I don't know, last week or whatever. And she said, do guys sit when they pee? And the short, simple answer is no. Most of the time, no. Guys do not sit when they pee. But then I was thinking about it, and I was like, you know what? I could give you the complicated answer, a little bit more sophisticated answer, I would say. And the answer is definitely, like, sometimes, yeah. You know, I go to the bathroom sometimes, and I'm not really sure what's coming out. Am I doing both? One? I have no idea. You know, sometimes the tummy gets rumbling, and I have no fucking clue what the hell is going to come out. So I sit on the toilet, you know, and do I end up just peeing sometimes? Hell yeah. Sometimes do I end up taking care of, you know, killing two birds with one stone? Absolutely. And the biggest thing is, if a guy sits down to pee, for me at least, like, I sit down, and if I only end up peeing, it's because I'm so deep in two things usually. One is I'm in an absolutely ferocious Instagram stalk. Like, I'm on your mother's, sister's, like, I don't even know how to describe that. I'm on, like, this girl from my school, her cousin's brother's girlfriend's account, and I'm accidentally liking her picture. Like, you're doing one of those where I'm scrolling through and you double tap the picture and you literally shit your pants. So good thing you're on the toilet. You know, one of those where it starts getting all real hot and sweaty in the bathroom. And nothing's even going on because you accidentally just like this picture. The heart starts racing. Yeah, I know you know what I'm talking about. So it's that. Her number two is probably, like, during fantasy football season, dude. Sometimes I just get on the toilet and I don't get up. I'm talking 20, 30 minutes, and sometimes I only pee. You know, I thought I was going to do something, and maybe not. Maybe I just thought I had to pee. Sit down, dude, and I start scrolling through fantasy football, and I'm reading some article on, like, how, I don't even know, how Kiki QT is going to drop 20 fucking points this week, and I think he's going to be an absolute stud. Pick him up, start him. And he goes, like, 1 for 42 or something. So, yeah, that's definitely a time when sitting down and peeing is at its peak. You know, fantasy football, I'm glued to my phone. So any free time I get like that in the bathroom, it's like, boom, checking fantasy football, checking the lineup, doing whatever. And it turns into at least minimum, like, 10, 15 minutes on the toilet. No doubt in my mind. So I guess that's about it. And especially, like, if you're in public, dude, why are you sitting to pee? That's fucking, like, no, dude, just use a urinal. Like, most places have urinal, but even if they have one stall, like, if I'm in public and I have to pee, I'm not going to sit down, especially a public toilet, dude. I don't know, like, little Timmy over here probably just shit all on the rim and didn't wipe it up. Like, I'm not going to sit on that. Are you kidding me? That's disgusting. I'm just going to, you know, piss like a normal human being. So, there you go. That answers your question about guys sitting when they pee. So we're gonna get, everyone loves a sex question, so, or the sexual question, so that's what we're getting into right now. And we got the story of how I lost my V card, and I told this, I think I've told this once or twice now, but definitely nothing special. All right, so I'll get into it. I went to the YMCA parking lot, parked my car there, and no. I picked this girl up there. She got in my car. And I told my mom, I was like, hey, mom, I'm going out with my friends to get ice cream or something. And then at that point, she tracked my location a little bit. And, like, nothing crazy, I don't think. But if I went out, she would check it or something. I don't even know. Maybe she didn't check it a lot, and I just thought she did. I have no idea. But my dumbass thought it would be a good idea to turn my location off because we were going to go down by the beach and, you know, get it on, get a little frisky in the back seat, I guess. So I turn it off and she ends up blowing up my phone. Like, I don't think she called me, but she definitely texted me at least 5 times probably. So we get there. And we hop in the back seat of my car, and I have a Toyota Corolla, so this thing is tiny. I mean, I'm not a big guy, but it was not comfortable whatsoever. Thank God she brought a blanket and a pillow. I mean, the blanket was, I guess, whatever, but the pillow helped. It was probably like 4 seconds long, maybe 5, which would honestly be pretty good for me. But I told this story too. The condom ripped, like, basically thought I was having a kid the first time, and I was like, Jesus, not right here. This is not the way to do it. If I'm gonna pick anyone to have a kid with, it's definitely not gonna be this girl. Like, no, not my proudest moment. So then I get home and my mom is freaking out. Like, first off, I'm freaking out because I just let a load go in this girl, and second, my mom is pissed the fuck off that I turned my location off. It looks sketchy, and I'm like, how do I get out of this? So I remember I told her, like, my data was about to be up, so I turned off. I don't even fucking know what I said, but it was stupid. It was not convincing at all. And then I got this girl. I'm like, holy shit, like, it's my first time. You'd think it was bad, you think it was good. I just let a load in her. Like, what the fuck is going on? She was actually a homie. She went and bought Plan B herself. I didn't have to pay for it, so shout out to you. You know who you are. That's boys right there. But honestly, not a good experience. Not good for the first time at all. So, boys, just honestly, don't rush into it. That I fucked up. I was like, oh, I got to do this. Like, I need to do it. I think I did it. I think I was a junior in high school. Maybe I was a senior. I don't remember. And I was like, fuck, I have to do this. Like, I just need to get this over. Like, I can't go to college as a virgin. And, like, no, that was... No, it was my junior year. Yeah, it was my junior year. And I was like, fuck, I can't be, like, a senior in high school. It'd be a virgin, like, that's so fucking lame. But dude, it was stupid. Like, I regret it so much. I think it was dumb. I mean, I hooked up with that girl like one more time, I think, maybe twice, but like, dude, it wasn't worth it. Just wait till you actually, like, want to do it. Obviously you want to do it. Like, dude, everyone's a horn dog in high school. You get a little, you get a couple fucking drinks in you in high school, and you're walking around like full torque every party. Yeah, you want to do stuff, but I don't know, just don't. I mean, you can do it, you obviously do it a hookup if you want, like, there's nothing wrong with that. Just make sure you don't do what I did. That's all I want you to take away from this. Don't do what I did. talking about losing your V card, you would not be here if it wasn't for your dad losing his V card. Support for today's episode comes from Manscaped. Manscaped has the right tools to get the job done quickly, safely, and hygienically. Father's Day is just around the corner, and you probably need a gift for your hairy dad. Make your dad proud this year and get him and yourself the Manscaped Lawnmower 4.0, an ultra smooth package. You know what they say, like father, like son. The brand new Lawnmower 4.0, an ultra smooth package, is perfect for you and the dad in your life to complete your grooming game. Get 20% off and free shipping with the code LRT at manscaped.com. We've all been there before. You accidentally nick yourself, you know. I've been there before, cut myself, not pretty. And that's why Manscaped here. And we don't want that to happen to any of you. Manscaped is the only men's brand dedicated to below-the-waist grooming, and their brand new shaving tools just dropped right in time for Father's Day. The Lawnmower 4.0 trimmer is now available in the USA and Canada. What makes this waterproof trimmer different from other trimmers? This 7,000 RPM trimmer features skin-safe technology to keep your balls in check and has helped reduce manscaping accidents around the world. A new multifunction on-off switch can engage a travel lock created for jet setters. The Lawnmower 4.0 gives you the ability to turn the 4000K LED spotlight on and off when needed for a more precise shave. Additional guard lengths, sizes 1 through 4, let you trim to your liking. I love investing in the best new technology and advancements, and I'm blown away by the performance. The craftsmanship and details on the 4.0 are next level. If you want to get the complete package, the Manscaped Ultra Smooth package is a three-step kit to help you keep your family jewels protected. Step 1. Crop Exfoliator. Infused with ingredients that can soothe, clear, and keep the skin on and around your groin feeling refreshed, reducing the risk of ingrown hairs by your delicates. Step 2. Crop Gel. See where you're shaving with our unique clear shaving gel just for the groin. Step 3. It's time to shave. The Crop Shaver was designed for shaving the groin area with confidence. Three precision blades include extra-wide lubricating strips and a pivoting head for the ultimate groin grooming experience. All three of these vegan, cruelty-free, and sulfate-free products are included so you know your manhood is in good hands. Stop imagining your dad has it covered because he probably doesn't. Get 20% off and free shipping with the code LRT at manscaped.com. This is the perfect package for you and your dad's perfect package. Get 20% off and free shipping with the code LRT at manscaped.com. That's 20% off with free shipping at manscaped.com and use code LRT. It's dad bod season. Time to get smooth. So the next question on the same, on a similar topic, but, you know, it's more taking care of yourself instead of someone else taking care of you or you taking care of each other. And this next question is how many times to jerk off per week? And it really all depends on the person and your situation. If you have a girlfriend, why the fuck are you jerking off all the time? Like, yeah, jerk off here and there before sex, you know, maybe a couple times a week. So you walk in there and you feel like, I don't know, dude, you're lasting forever. Like, you're just hammering that shit. But don't be the guy that's just beating his meat like fucking four times a day, dude. Like, no, that's weird, first off. And second off, like, you lose all your sexual drive to actually do something with someone. Like, when you just sit there and you're on your phone and, like, I know if you're jerking off like three or four times a day, dude, you're not watching like the normal stuff. You're probably watching some kinky fucking shit. And that stuff probably, first off, you're wild for watching that. But, like, congrats. You know, we've all been there before, obviously. Like, peak horniness level. But it's going to fuck with your head when you actually go to have sex. Like, it's not going to pleasure you as much because, dude, all these porn stars, too, they all look like models and they're all perfect. Like, dude, shit isn't perfect. You know, no one's perfect in life. And last time I checked, if you're sitting here beating your meat three or four times a day, you're probably not banging porn stars, you know? Like, if you're a guy that can pull girls and you're sitting here beating it three or four times a day, like, just constantly jerking off, you're doing shit wrong, bro. Like, just go get a girl, you know? If you can pull girls and have sex, and especially, like I said, if you have a girlfriend, like, dude, I understand, like, a few times a week, you know, maybe if you want it before sex so you last long, so you feel like you're just, I don't know, beating it up a lot. I don't know, I'm being repetitive, but yeah, it's not necessary to do it a ton. I'd say a few times a week is probably normal, and like the whole nofap thing, it's basically impossible because you get to a point where you get so horny that you have to. You can't think of anything else. Your nuts are just filled. They're like giant coconuts just waiting to be cut open and just splattered everywhere. And you have to take care of that urge or you're literally not going to be able to do anything else. So, you know, you can wait till that point or not. I know a big thing with like bodybuilders and people that lift are, you know, keeping in all their testosterone if they're trying to be natty and everything and not jerking off so they keep their testosterone. But dude, that's impossible. Like, it's just nature that you have to let a load go every once in a while, you know? Like, so whatever makes you comfortable, but don't be a fucking weirdo about it. Like, a few times a week is cool. And then you get that girlfriend, dude, just start beating those cheeks up, like, whenever. Like, you don't have to do it yourself when you got a girl, you know? She can take care of you, bro. I know she can. So, a few times a week. Short answer. There you go. Merry Christmas. And the last question that we had, and that is going to be, I guess it's a topic, not really a question. And the topic was cum socks, like a cum rag. And I know you all have them. Like, we all have them. We've all been there, done that. There's no hiding it. There's no shame in it either. Like, I know you probably have that little crusty sock sitting on the side of your bed or below your bed that you probably just let loads into for a long fucking time. Way too long. Like, you know it's way too long. It shouldn't be happening, but you just keep on doing it. Or you got like the rag or an old t-shirt or something. Like, we've all been there, done that. And the weird part about cum socks or cum rag, I guess, but cum socks specifically, we're going to narrow in on the sock. The weird part about that is, like, it's almost, I'd compare it to a hard drug probably, or fast food. Like, you really know you shouldn't do it. Like, you really shouldn't smoke that crack, you know? But guess what? All these crackheads, they keep on coming back. They know they really shouldn't, but they just keep on coming back. Here's the best example I'll give that probably everyone can relate to. Not everyone, but my older audience is, you go out drinking, right? You have some drinks, whatever. The second the clock hits like midnight, 1 o'clock, you are starving. And you are like, I need McDicks. Or I need some fast food. Like, you have to have it. And you don't really have to have it. But you just keep on going back. Because that's just what you do. You give in to it. And your dignity is just tossed out the window, basically. And that's the same thing with a cum sock. It's like, you know you shouldn't go back to this thing. Like, you should really just wash it, like, or even fucking throw it out, honestly. Like, you probably shouldn't even have it anywhere. Hazardous waste at that point. But guess what? You get horny that night, boom, you're picking that thing up, and you're letting a load go. And that's just how it goes. That's my best comparison, I guess, is like, you know, that fast food, it's just, you're not going to say no to it. You know, it's like old reliable. And I guess that's the whole story of the cum sock right there. I feel like that's, you know, pretty spot on, I guess. So that's about all I had this podcast. The solo podcasts are cool. Let me know in the comments, if you're watching this on YouTube, how you like it. I don't mind it at all. If I get some topics where I just sit here and rant for a little bit, it's not bad. Just looking at the camera, it's a little boring. I need like someone to sit in here with me, but I'd much rather just sit here and have a conversation. It's way more fun. But let me know what you think about the solo podcast. If it was good, let me know how the sound quality is. Just upgraded the mics. I'm super hype about this. I think it's going to look so much better and sound better, obviously, for those of you that are just listening. And I'm excited. This is a good spot we're at right here. So let me know what you think. Give me a comment down below what you think of this episode, what you think of just the podcast in general, and let me know what you think of the setup back home for the summer. So this we're going to look at, you're going to look at for at least a few months now, and we'll figure out what happens after that. So thank you again for listening. Another episode of Locker Room Talk down, and from here on out, so starting next Friday, after that, I'm going to be uploading 2 episodes every week, Friday and Monday. Friday, Monday. That's when they're going to be up. So I hope you look forward to that. The TikToks are going to be pumping out. Instagram, I'm just going to be pumping out content now. And I'm going to be grinding this summer. So hope you guys enjoy, and I'll see you on the next episode. Peace.